I'm Big Rob. Welcome back to Blast from the Past. We got our episode 2 finally here after 1 week. I'm joined here by my great co-host, Big Slammer.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. After a break of 1 week, the Lion, Blast from the Past, has woken up again. And we're actually joined here by good old friend of ours, and also the host of All Gas No Breaks, which is literally the show after this one, Big Nelly.
What is up, everybody? It's Big Nelly. You guys know me as Landon Nelson. I'm honored and blessed to be on Blast from the Past. This is going to be a fantastic episode. Rob, Big Slammer, thank you guys for having me on today.
Now, although you don't really know too much about retro video games or video games in general, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest, you know, I don't really know the most about retro video games. I mean, I know some about Mario and...
But you never know. There might be something you can add.
Yeah, you never know. I'm just here because they wanted me on, so, I'm excited. I'm pumped. Let's do this thing.
It was just a whim. All right, today we're talking about Computer Space, the first arcade game, not Pong. Did you still think it was Pong?
No, you told me it was Computer Space.
Oh, right. I already told you first episode. Right. It was developed in 1971. Great year. I don't know what happened in that year. So
the 70s are great for music.
Just 70s is great in general.
Yeah.
It was made by Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney. They were in partnership as SYZYGY Engineering. Right? So, they just, you know, had their own little partnership going there. That Computer Space was the first commercially available video game. So that's kind of really cool.
Yeah.
Just like the first arcade game is also the first commercially available.
And it's also the hardest to find in arcade form.
Yeah.
Too.
But I actually got to play a emulator version of it.
Oh, that game is that's like a MAME, multiple arcade machine emulator.
I don't know, but I found an emulator online. And
oh, that.
So, like, what is Computer Space like? What is the game like?
The controls are kind of hard. So you have 4 buttons, right? You have left, right, and thrust, and fire.
Like asteroids.
Yeah.
So are you what are you doing in the game? Are you spaceships or rockets?
You control a rocket, and you're shooting at 2 UFOs.
Oh, that's
two
cool.
Flying saucers.
That's really cool.
It's always 2? It doesn't change?
I haven't gotten that far. So I don't know if it changes, but it's 2 flying saucers that move in tandem with each other. One will always be directly below the other.
That's really cool. I like how they added the UFOs, because Area 51, aliens, are they real? But
anyway, so then on the right, you have alien score. Your score, the time.
Nice.
If you're able to kill more UFOs than the...
UFOs are, like, trying to kill you?
Yeah. If you kill the UFOs more than they kill you, you get a free play.
Oh, that's pretty sick. Free plays are cool.
Yeah.
Free plays are awesome.
Who doesn't like
I don't know too many games that have that option.
It's just cool. So, and it was based... This game was based off of Computer Space. No, Computer Space is the game we're talking about. It was based off of Space War. Get in the game,
which was
Rob.
Actually the first game to have multiple downloads, apparently.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, first computer game to spread multiple installations. And, that's pretty cool. The first game to spread multiple installations is reincarnated as the game that's the first game that's commercially available.
Computer Space.
Which is amazing. So, let's see. The cabinet is a custom fiberglass cabinet designed by Bushnell to look very futuristic. It's blue and
colors.
It's like a really glittery blue.
It's like there's like glittery green. There's like also like yellow. I think I've seen red ones too. And there's also the you said blue.
Yeah, there's a blue one. And
there's actually two different designs for their arcade machine. There's one that has like a rectangular control panel, and the other one is in the shape of a V.
Oh yeah, because the other one's a two-player version.
Right. I didn't know. Oh yeah, there was a two-player version of the game. Yeah,
because I'll actually get to that in a second, but let's see, what was that? Oh yeah, the cabinet, it looks super funky. Right, like, so you have your screen, and it's all curved. Everything's curved, so it's not like your typical block arcade machine. It is super curved and irregularly shaped. The control panel actually comes off. It doesn't come off, like, doesn't detach, but, like, it pulls off from the main board, from the main cabinet.
I think I get what you mean.
Sometimes I'm just bad at describing things.
It's all good, Big Rob.
It's all good.
Whenever you guys have the chance, just look up a console of it. It is really weird looking. You would not expect the first arcade machine to look like that.
I mean, it's stuff first. Stuff always is going to change.
And then you see the one that's commonly referred to as the first, but isn't the first, Pong. And it's just like, it's super square.
And it also uses it. It also uses a TV screen. Hitachi black and white TV screen.
Yeah.
For a screen.
So, they designed it in 1970 to 71 as a coin-operated game. So, that's how they made it an arcade machine. And they were unable to find any way to run a game on a mini computer, alright? Such as, like, the Data General Nova, which is a mini computer. And I mean, I guess they're small, but they decided to make it just one board that's just programmed for that one game. This is why you're only able to play one game on old arcade machines, because that's all they're literally able to handle. Is one game. They're only programmed to play one game. And while making proof of concept, Bushnell found Nutting Associates to manufacture the game.
Oh, I was about to say, like, you mentioned, like, SYZY?
One second, let me go look at that in my notes. SYZYGY Engineering.
Because I was confused. Like, wasn't it Nutting Associates? And then I guess they were the people that distributed the thing. I thought it was like no one's old company.
Nutting was the manufacturer. So, in partnership with Nutting, the pair completed the game. And they had their first location test in August 1971, which really fitting because today is the last day of August, the 31st.
Yeah, today is the last day of August.
So, woohoo.
Time's flying by.
They did this few months prior to a game that was also based on Space War, that was popping up. So, a few months later, Galaxy Game pops up.
What?
Yeah, it's another game based off of Space War.
Made by the same person? Made by the same company?
I do not think so. I couldn't find much information on it.
So, like, Space War and Computer Space, are they, like... My question is, are they, like, really similar in, like, how they, like, how the game, how the games are?
Space War is a two-player person-v-person.
Is that, like, are you still attacking UFOs and stuff like that, or...?
I do not think so. I think it's a two-person person-v-person.
Yeah, think about it as, like, you know that one tank game on the Atari? That has, like, two different tanks, and you guys pretty much have to fight each other.
Oh, the Tank Trouble?
It's just called Tank with an exclamation point. I'm pretty sure.
Tanks. Yay.
It's just Tank!
Yeah. No.
Tank!
Anyway. Yeah. We obviously had someone trying to copy their game, I guess. Well, maybe not obviously trying to copy their game. They might not have been trying to copy their game. They might have pulled a me and thought it was an original thought that someone else had actually already thought of it.
Yeah.
And just not told them. And so then they went on to they went on to show it at the annual music.
Really?
Annual music operators. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble reading my own handwriting.
It's okay.
Annual Music Operators of America.
Oh, cool.
The MOA Expo in October. So just two months later. It was. First reactions were encouraging. All right. Although interest was there was a mixed response in the interest from distributors. I'm just having a hard time pronouncing words today, I guess.
It's okay. My throat is getting my mouth is getting dry. Actually, I should get some water.
Yeah,
drink water, guys.
Getting super dry.
Drink water,
drink
guys.
Drink water. Drink water. Everybody needs water. Wait, is there a company named Water?
No, but there's a substance named water.
Amen to that.
And it's like 80% of her body.
We're learning.
Let's get
facts
back
about the body.
Right, back on task. All right. So, Nutting orders 1,500 units initially. All right. That's their original order.
How many did they make?
Well, the game was very successful.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
It validated SYZY's belief in the future of video games.
That's awesome.
And it did this by selling 1,000 cabinets by mid-1972.
Wow.
And ultimately selling the entire order Nutting made.
Holy crap, by 1972 or just in general?
Oh, no, just in general.
Oh,
they,
wow.
They ended up selling, I'm pretty sure, all 1,500 units.
Oh, nice.
My source says it was 1,300 to 1,500.
You know what? I find strange about that?
What?
They made that many, and the game was so successful, and you still
cannot.
Why
didn't they make more?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Why didn't you guys make more? Why didn't they make more?
And you still cannot find them, and like anywhere you can look. You can look up like a computer space cabinet on like eBay or something. It's most likely gonna be out of stock. I mean, there's not so many out there, you can still get
because there's only like 1,500 of them made.
That was only at the beginning, though.
I guess so. It was because it wasn't. I guess Nutting didn't think of it as big as of a success as they thought it would be.
Yeah, they might have thought, like, they didn't think the game was going to have as much success as it did in the beginning.
So there was one clone game that spawned from this, and it was called Star Trek.
Hey, everyone heard of the Star Trek movie?
It was made in 1972. Not the movie, the game. The game Star Trek. It was made in 1972.
So it was... Okay, my question is... So, like, the game Star Trek was, like... was based off of... Well, sort of, like, based off of computer space. So, like... Star Trek the movie based off...
I mean,
computer space, technically?
Like, quickly Google, like, when the Star Trek movies and TV shows started coming out.
Isn't it like 60-something?
What?
I don't know.
Like, 60s? Is that what you said?
I think it's 60s. I mean, Doctor Who came out in this...
I thought it came out later.
63, so I wouldn't assume Star Trek came out. I mean, Star Wars came out in 77, I'm pretty sure.
If Star Wars came in 77...
Before George Lucas became known for Star Wars, there was American Graffiti in 1973.
Well, we got Big Nelly with his phone now.
Yeah, he's looking up some information for us so we can make sure we are.
What does the Almighty God called Google know? Not sponsored.
Sponsored by Google, guys.
What?
Sponsored by Google, guys.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Don't say that.
Oh, here we go. Information has popped up. Here we go.
So when was Star Trek made, Big Nelly?
We're about to figure that out right now. List of Star Trek films. The first one came out in 79, the motion picture.
Oh.
So it came out, you know.
So it might have actually just been based off the game.
Computer space, that's what I was thinking.
Or they just took the name.
Didn't they have a TV show too, or is it just
the
movies?
No. The game actually has all the
Star Trek stuff.
Yeah, it has all the Star Trek stuff. It has the Enterprise, and it has Klingon ships.
My God.
So, then, Nutting, they produced a two-player version in 73 without any involvement from Bushnell or Dabney. So, yeah. They left in 1972. Before the two-player version came out, and they incorporated SYZYGY as Atari. So, and they, you know, went on to make their first success in 72 as Pong. Well, not first success. I mean, technically they had Computer Space as their first success, but... Pong was their second success. And Atari was starting off strong. So, yeah. Computer Space marked the end of early video game history and brought upon the commercial era of video games.
Wasn't the idea of Computer Space, like, redone in the form of asteroids as well? Because the games are pretty similar.
I don't have any information on that.
Just an educated guess is all.
Well, anyway, that's it for today's episode. But if you want to suggest a game, one, you can do it Wednesdays at 7:45 to 8:30 just by calling in at 317-244-9234. Once again, that's 317-244-9234.
And yes, we are aware that we are currently going from 70s to 80s to 90s when it comes to our episodes, but that won't matter if you have a request. We can literally just talk about it no matter when it came out.
Or they could, you know, send a message on the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, about, you know, if one of the listeners wants a certain video game they want to be talked about, they could, you know,
yeah,
just message you guys there. And
so most of our socials, except for TikTok, use at WBDGIndy, all lowercase. And our TikTok uses at Giant90.9. The G is capital. And this is a new thing we have. We have a Gmail for Blast for the Past.
Oh, nice.
It is BFTP official, all lowercase, at gmail.com. If you want to email us, that's where you do it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
BFTP official, all lowercase, at gmail.com. Do not put all lowercase in the email address. You will not find it. It's just everything in the email is lowercase.
So, folks, make sure to also, if you want to hear more of Blast from the Past from Big Slammer and Big Rob, you can check it out on audioboom.com. They, you know, post their episodes on there and upload them, and you can listen.
If you haven't heard our Pong episode, it's already on Audioboom. Or if you scroll back far enough on the radio page, not on the radio page. If you scroll back far enough on one of the social medias, like say on Twitter, you'll find it.
Yep.
Just you'll have to scroll back a couple weeks, which will be hard because we post a lot on Twitter. Anyway, that's it for today. I'm Big Rob.
I'm Big Nelly.
And I'm Big Slammer.
And this has been Blast for the Past. I hope you all have a wonderful day.